Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. Well, the day once again begins with the latest snippets of information filtering out on the longest running transfer saga in European and perhaps even world football. It is, of course, Eden Hazard's on-off potential move to Real Madrid. And after that quite virtuoso display against West Ham last night, he was asked after the match, after the fans, remember, spent the entire night, it seemed, singing Hazard's off to Real Madrid. Well, did they have any inside information? Well, his response was to the point. No, he said, they're totally wrong. I'm focused on Chelsea until the end of the season. I want to finish well inside the top four. Plus, we need to win Europa League. Then, he said, we will see. As for the coach's view on a potential move and what it would mean for Chelsea, he summed it up in three words. It's a disaster, said Sarri. And as for the fee of 100 million, he said, in this market, it is simply too cheap. In the world game at the moment, there are perhaps only two or three players at his level. Interesting comments coming as well from Gary Neville on this. 108 goals, he said, in 342 games. I'm disappointed in the sense I think he's better and could have done more. And those figures for Real Madrid would not be acceptable. What would, he said, 25 goals a season minimum. More interesting transfer speculation. Could a move for Sadio Mane be getting closer to reality? Well, according to various sources, yes, it is, as Liverpool are lining up Nabil Fekir as his potential replacement. However, this move isn't just about money. Liverpool, it said, want Raphael Varane in exchange if they are to allow Mane to go to Madrid. The latest on James Rodriguez, well, he received his Spanish passport yesterday, which makes things somewhat easier for him to navigate his next move. The problem, though, does remain where he's going to go. Bayern Munich unlikely to act on the 42 million they would have to pay to secure his services. And Zidane at the moment doesn't want him back at Real Madrid for next season. And barring interest from Napoli, there's basically a deafening silence from everywhere else. Proudest Real Madrid father at the moment, well, that is Marcelo, whose son, playing with the juniors, ended the season with a title, and he scored 24 goals as well. A name to look out for in the future, Enzo Alves Vieira, who is, it seems, definitely on course for bigger things. Now, France Football has Paul Pogba's face emblazoned on the front cover of its latest issue, with the editorial claiming, "It's time to leave Manchester United," highlighting his questionable consistency again, as seen against Wolves last week. Plus, with United potentially Europa League bound again next season, his motivation, they say, may slide still further. And with Madrid interested, his exit, they say, should just depend on negotiating a price. Bit of news about Rodrigo, who's making news as well. The teenage Brazilian, due to arrive in Madrid in July. He was used as a sub by Sampaoli for Santos, and he could do nothing to help his club into the final of the Paulista Championship. They were beaten 7-6 in a shootout by Corinthians. Now, some new names appearing in the transfer gossip columns this week. They include Lorenzo Insigne, who at 28 this June is eyeing a move away from Serie A and Napoli as he searches for top honours. He debuted with Napoli back in January of 2010, remember, before heading off to hone his skills in the lower leagues with Foggia and Pescara. But he's been a regular with Napoli for seven seasons now, 229 games, 57 goals. He's been in and out of the national team as well in that time, earning just 30 caps in his 7 years since his debut as an international. There is a sense he feels maybe of unfulfillment, and Madrid may be able to help him realise some of his potential. Ancelotti has him on contract at Napoli until 2022, so any bid would need to be around and about 100 million euro. Now, Zidane has made it clear again to Perez that although he's a huge admirer of Mbappe, bringing him to Madrid would be a retrograde step. It would be simply too constraining, he said, for his plans, as it would take up literally his entire transfer budget. For him, Hazard, Pogba and Mane would all be preferable. The goalkeeping conundrum has been sorted, this despite, of course, all the rumours linking Madrid with a bid for Kepa. Courtois will be the number one next season in La Liga, with Navas going to be used for the Copa del Rey and Champions League, but only up to the quarter final. So after a brief flirtation with the first team again, it looks like Navas is back to where he started the season. Sergio Ramos's mood is said to be darkening by the hour, allegedly. It is all to do with Eden Hazard, and if he arrives, it's going to be on a contract at around 16 million per season, relegating the captain to third in the earnings list. His belief is simple that as captain, he should be the highest earning player at the club, which he currently isn't, remember, that is Gareth Bale. But there will be no movement, it said, from Real Madrid and the board, so Ramos will have to accept it or leave. Well, Sarri's made his views very clear on Hazard, and he had a few words on Kovacic as well. He said, "I want him to remain here. In my opinion, he could become a great midfield player." And as Zidane has no great desire for his return, expect him to remain at Chelsea. He could also be key in negotiations for Hazard, along, of course, with James Rodriguez. Keylor Navas celebrated his 100th La Liga game, becoming the first foreign goalkeeper to do so with Real Madrid. His record, 172, drawn 17 and lost just 11. As for what the future holds, well, it was looking promising. Karim Benzema, again the saviour for Real Madrid over the weekend. He's lavished with praise in the aftermath of his second half performance, and analysis is made as well of his season. A true number nine, they're beginning to call him now, due to the number of goals scored from within the penalty area. 25 of the 26 have been scored from inside the penalty area. Also of note, 9 headed goals this season, 6 in La Liga. No one has bettered that number. Still, despite this, the hunt for a new striker or a partner striker remains a priority for Real Madrid. Well, whilst Benzema revels in the hero status, Bale remains the fall guy for the supporters and the media alike, as his contribution was almost forensically broken down from the weekend and revealed, well, nothing much they said to be positive about. The media view remains, Madrid may well want to get rid of him, but who is going to want to buy him? Zidane was actually asked about Gareth Bale and the fans' constant whistling every time he comes into possession of the ball. He said, well, we're not happy with the whistles, but he said the public comes to see their team do well and win. They also know the season is over, but we are still trying to play to finish as runners-up. He added a few words for Benzema as well. He said, he has always been very important to us, only maybe by scoring more goals will the public's perception of him change. I'm very happy for him, though. He deserves every bit of his success. Valverde was a surprise sight for many at the start. The Uruguayan made only 2 starts this season after returning from his loan spell at Deportivo last year. He was asked where he saw his future. He said, my preference is to remain in Madrid. My dream was always to be here. I always gave my best. I train hard. The future, well, that's decided by the club and the coach. I hope to remain, but if I go, I will leave knowing that I gave my absolute best. It was another good weekend for Martin Odegaard, who was on target again for Vitesse against PSV, his 8th goal of the season. Now, he was assumed to be returning to Real Madrid this summer. However, there is now a potential alternative destination for the 20-year-old Norwegian international, with Ajax declaring their interest in him. And when asked for his view, he said after the game, I have to talk to Madrid and we will make a decision together. Very interesting situation here, as his contract has just a couple of years left to run. He's unlikely to want to renew it unless he has some assurances that he has a future with Madrid. And finally, one that may have a future, Raul de Tomas, though, looks as if he is likely to return. The 24-year-old having another very good season as well at Rayo Vallecano. 13 goals in 28 games in La Liga is an impressive haul for a team that is struggling so badly to actually remain in La Liga. They are currently down in 19th place. And finally today, we're going to conclude with a quote from Mbappe. When asked about his favourite all-time players, his response, the only one who impressed me as much as Pelé was Zizou. Read into that then what you will, and many already have, and I've taken it as a sign that Mbappe is on his way to Madrid. Well, that's it for today. Don't forget you can catch up with all of the season's news so far over at the website at realmadridpodcast.com. We will be back later in the week with the latest updates. In the meantime, from me, Tim Cable, bye-bye for now.